Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents an original story of James Axler's Deathlands, narrated by Richard Rowan and performed by a full cast. Ryan Carter stumbled through darkness and bent his knees to absorb the jolt that launched him upward without warning. For a moment, the change in momentum froze him in place and he fought for his balance. Then the bottom dropped beneath him in a rush. Ryan lay prone against an unyielding surface that was too even to be natural.
Where am I?
His memory flitted and flashed images. The inside of a redoubt shared space with a half dozen towns he'd been through. A collage of enemies stood in front of him, or mocked him. The harsh rattle of gunfire laced it all together. In his memories, there were always guns. Only, he didn't hear them now. There was only that mysterious tone playing in his head, or all around him. He couldn't be sure. He'd caught himself instinctively with one hand to keep from smashing his face. His other hand was wrapped tightly around his Steyr Scout rifle. The grainy wood beneath his palm and outstretched fingers was smooth and drenched. He yanked his head up, blinked the water from his good right eye, and peered at the black heavens. He realized then that sheets of rain pelted him without mercy. Memory slid into place for a moment, and he locked it down. During the last several days, Ryan and the companions had sailed Great Huron. They'd seen several strange lake creatures. There were fish and crustaceans in the waters that were larger than the yacht they traveled on. Predatory birds and lizards with leathery wings glided high in the sky and dove without warning to strike the unwary. Other people had warned them about the flyers, and someone had gotten bitten by one of them. Ryan wasn't comfortable being semi-lost in the night, on the storm-tossed water, and clueless about whether the keening was created by something that pursued them, or the wind. He and Jack Lauren had come out here on the narrow deck that traversed the yacht to find out, and to look for something. Pale white light striped over the heaving water around him. Waves lashed the sides of the boat. Only a short distance out, the ivory-tipped curlers vanished into the dense, swirling gray fog. The yacht was old, from before the nuke cost. Someone had taken care of it, though. It had served the companions well in their recent travels. The onboard diesel engines vibrated hard enough to echo through Ryan's body. The shaking was natural for the old vessel, and not a pre-collapse juddering. Memory slipped and spun, and his frantic grab for it came up short. He blinked against the falling rain and struggled to remember where he was, but the answer arrived like a dying thing and eluded him. He could almost grasp it, but it darted away again. He was lost, he was certain of that, and he and his companions were in danger, more so than they had been in days.
"We have to look out for submerged rocks."
JB had told him that only moments ago. Maybe. Could have been some other time. Another memory dredged up out of his present confusion.
"Terrain along the western shore of the Great Huron gets bad quick. The earthquakes that tore through the five Great Lakes and made one lake of them left jagged teeth that'll rip through the bottom of a boat."
Memory clicked into place again, and Ryan felt more confident. They'd stopped at a couple port towns on their voyage across Great Huron to reacquaint themselves with dry land and gather stories about the western shore they were headed toward. That could be a waste of time, though, because everything around the lake changed constantly. They'd done some trading, too, gotten rid of surplus for things they wanted, and gotten upgrades in clothing and gear in return. Good things were hard to find. People who had them didn't want to part with them because living was hard around the lake. But some of them had been forced to trade by more desperate motivation. The companions had medicine they couldn't carry with them once they left the yacht. Medicine was always needed, and always stood in as solid currency for trade. Ryan shook his head and focused. All those Matrans jumps had taken their toll, and maybe something else was at work too. Something that toiled at tearing...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?